Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks. I apologize. I had a technical difficulty which kept me from speaking, but I'm back. I'm live. This is Regional Director Victor Girardi, and welcome to today's Lunch and Learn call, or Lunch and Earn call, as a lot of people have coined the phrase. Again, this is my first time this year broadcasting. Matter of fact, for the last 2 weeks of 2014, it was a holiday on Thursday, so I didn't get the broadcast. So I am so excited about being back on and being live with you folks on the Lunch and Learn. Happy New Year to everyone. And I am so excited what we're doing in Thrive with North American Power. I am just ecstatic about what's going to be happening in 2015. Again, welcome to today's Lunch and Learn broadcast. This is a platform that was put together by our national directors, Bob Dorn and Kevin Marino, and we love it. We love the ability to be able to share with so many folks what's going on out there and what we're doing and what's happening, and get them in a position to have success that they're looking for. And we are so excited to be able to help folks do that. I know I personally, it's my goal to be able to help as many people as possible, and I do have a number. I want to help 1,000 people have financial success, and that's something that I've been working on for 4 years, and I love it, and I love this platform, and I love the ability to be able to share with folks, and you know, if we take some Q&A at the end of this session, we'll see what we can do to help you get what you're looking for, your dreams and goals. And I hope you've all taken the time at the end of 2014 and beginning of this year to really put your goals down and start to focus on what it takes to get that game plan to meet those goals. And that's what you need to do, is talk to your support team leaders, the people that are at, you know, have a vested interest in helping you become successful so they can reach their dreams and have you reach yours. So with that, I'm going to go over a few housekeeping things today. One of the first things I want to talk about today, though, is our national convention and getting yourself ready for 2015 and putting yourself in a position to be there. I know I got my tickets for that back in 2014. I am so ecstatic and waiting for, you know, September to come around and all the good things that are going to happen between now and then, and having as many people as possible show up with me at that event in September. And you're going to want to be there. You're going to definitely want to take advantage of what comes out of those national conventions. It's unbelievable what they put together for us when they host these national conferences, the people they bring in, the training we get, the announcements they make. You know, as you're moving forward through this year and you're talking to people about it, if they're serious about being a business partner with you and making this thing happen, they're going to want to get their tickets. So you're going to want to have yours so you can talk to them about it. So, you know, get yourself onto the site, order your tickets for the national convention. You know, get yourself a hotel room, get yourself, you know, the airfare when it's time, and get yourself out there, however you got to get there. If you got to drive, whatever it takes, it doesn't really matter. You're just going to want to be there. And, you know, if you need to do a room share with people, go ahead and do that. You know, there's nothing wrong with sharing the excitement with some people. You're not going to be in the room that much. Just going to be there to crash and get the power nap and then get out and enjoy yourself and be at the convention. So you're going to want to be at that. So a couple of other things that are going on this Saturday, we have our social media challenge that's going on. You know, I'll let you read about that on the various different forums that they posted that. Michelle and Vanessa have been out promoting that anywhere, any place, anytime event. And, you know, the grand prize for that is a pair of tickets to the national convention. After you beat that, we're just talking about that. You want to be there. You know, then we have training in Irving, Texas, one in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We've got one in Atlanta, Georgia. We've got an online training with Thrive Live with Andre Geary. We've got a Spanish one going on in Houston. There's a lot of stuff going on Saturday. Today, it's just unbelievable in terms of what's going on as well. Down in Texas, Houston, in Hearst, Texas, and as well as in McAllen, Texas. And then we have the online 930 one with Andre Geary. A lot of events starting to kick off as the year gets going. We've got the major events coming up on Saturday the 17th. And then the 24th, some more regional events, one down in Orlando. Of course, there's all the stuff going on in Texas, which is a hot market right now. And then we have the 31st, the big Super Bowl event going on in Hicksville, New Jersey, and so forth. So go to thrive.community/events. That's where you can see the calendar of everything coming up. Make sure you plug into it. We got the welcome tours back at corporate on Wednesday. Just tons of stuff going on. It's unbelievable. And the year's kicking off with a big blast. And, you know, I know we all can't wait until the event comes up where we're going to be launching our new home health product, Healthy Home, which is the Smart Health. I am so excited about what's coming on there. But right now, what you got to do is get yourself to put together a distribution channel that can leverage that when it happens. I mean, don't sit there sleeping and go to bed and, you know, try to wake up in March and say, okay, now I'm ready to go. You want to put something in place. Because just imagine if you have, you know, 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000 people already in your distribution channel when that product comes out and they all take it. Okay, that's like a minimum of a $1,000 raise for the residuals. But on top of that, it's a $1,000 builder bonus. So just think about that. I mean, there's so much money that's going to be available to us when we launch that product. And right now we're focusing on a 90-day blitz, our Power Forward program, which is one a week for 12 weeks. And, you know, share it with enough people to get one new person a week and teach that person how to duplicate that. That process can actually give you some very significant numbers when you run through it. And, you know, we're happy. We just launched it this week, had our first presentation on Tuesday night, a webinar. We're going to have one again tonight, at 8 o'clock at anymeeting.com/PowerForward2015. Anybody that wants to join that, feel free. It's a phenomenal presentation on how this program works and a little bit about the company and stuff, but more importantly, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what the numbers look like. And people have gotten excited. We had quite an audience on Tuesday night. I mean, phenomenal numbers. And everybody, without an exception, maybe one or two people that didn't quite get it, you know, as usual. But the majority of the folks, unbelievable, you know, 40 people or so that got it. And we're going to look at some phenomenal numbers tonight, joining based on that. And, you know, Sunday night we'll be going over at 6 o'clock. We're going to at the same location. We're going to be doing a training program on how that Power Forward works. So feel free to tie into that. That's anymeeting.com/PowerForward2015. Anyway, with all that said and done, what I wanted to cover today, now that the housekeeping's done, and you know, we've got about 20 minutes, and I just wanted to spend about 10 of it and then open it up for calls. But I wanted to talk, there's a couple of things I was interested in talking about, and I'm going to kind of highlight a few things with this. And one of the things that people don't realize is that, you know, there is no instant gratification in this business. You know, results come, but they come after the activity. Okay, and you got to go out and you got to do it. You got to do the work. You can't be lazy in this business. You got to go out, get the work done. And, you know, the results are going to lag. They're going to lag between 30 to 90 days. And that's why I like these 90-day programs when we put them together, because you take it 30 days at a time. But for the entire 90 days, if you're focused on just doing the activities, you know, it'll happen. It'll show up. All of a sudden, you'll wake up and it'll be, wow. And, you know, that activity that you're doing today is going to get payoff a lot down the road, and that's what we want to teach and so forth. But a couple of subjects I wanted to talk about was the thing that you know, we don't do a lot of conversations about, and that is creating habits, the power of habits. I'm reading a book right now called The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg. And, you know, I'm in the middle of it, so I'm not going to get too far into what everything he's talking about in there, but I bought the book because, you know, I've always been curious as to, you know, a lot of people say do something for 27 days and it becomes a habit and stuff like that. And you hear all these different things. And a habit is nothing more than, you know, going out and doing the same thing over and over again, right? But what creates that habit? What creates somebody going out and doing something, or somebody, let's just take eating. Okay, the habit of eating, the habit of exercising, the habit of smoking, all those things that people do on a regular basis and they do them because they form that habit. Well, what, you know, what really causes that habit to happen? And, you know, it's kind of interesting. And again, I'm not going to get too deep into this, but, you know, there's the cue, there's the trigger, there's the thing that causes it causes you to start thinking about doing the activity or whatever that habit is. And, for most people, there could be a lot of different things. I mean, it's really the anticipation of the result that's really going to be the thing that does that. But so you have the cue, the trigger, you have the activity that you're doing, the result, the routine, the behavior, whatever it is, and then there's a reward, okay? And what happens is over time, the mind starts to think about what that reward is in anticipation of that reward. And there's something that you do or see or have that kind of triggers the anticipation of that reward, and that causes you to do that and that behavior so that you can get to that reward. And that's something that's physical in your mind. So, what I'm learning from that is that you got to figure out what it is that you're looking to get out of this thing. Small steps, small rewards out of this business. And then set up the trigger, the cue that will give you the idea. You get a name, you get a list. Whatever it is that you've done to create something that's going to make you go out and do the activity, go out and meet people, whatever that is that you're going to do to go build the business, create that trigger that makes you think about it. But more importantly, keep doing it over and over again until it becomes something that you have a reward with. All of a sudden, you got a higher check. All of a sudden, you got a new representative. Whatever it is that you're going to consider to be that reward. And then what happens is that when you see the name on the list, what you anticipate is getting that person involved as a business partner. And then you go out and you do the behavior. But you got to go out and you got to repeat the process. You got to keep doing it. And, I'm taking a few hints out of this book, and I'm going to put some stuff together for myself, and then I can share that with you. But I really like the book. The beginning of it, my engineering background probably is what made me read it, because I liked what they had to say. They talked about, where in the brain all this stuff happens and how they figured that out, and how a couple of different advertising agencies have figured out how to create habits with people, which really gets them to buy their products and stuff. So it's pretty cool. But I really like that book. And anybody that's got a mind that likes to read about details of things, I think it's a really cool book for them to pick up, and so forth. But anyway, the other topic I really want to talk about was confidence. That's the thing that I really started the day out with. I just wanted to touch on so many different things. I've been, gathering things up for the last 3 or 4 weeks because I hadn't been on the call in a while. And what I really wanted to talk about was, everybody in this business, what you need is confidence. And everybody has to deal with insecurity. Okay, I don't care how successful you are in this business. At any point in time, everybody deals with insecurity at some point in time. And one of the things we all need in order to get over that insecurity we feel, no matter how successful we are, is we need a pat on the back. And that's what you got to do. You got to go out and you got to give people that you're working with a pat on the back every once in a while and let them know that you're there for them. They're doing a great job and so forth. But what really conquers confidence is three things, okay? And I got this off of a gentleman by the name of Eric Worre, who a lot of you might know from GoPro. But it made so much sense, and it hit me so hard that it was just one of those things that I wanted to share with folks. And that is that, confidence comes from three basic things: an understanding of what you're doing, the skills you need to do it, and the programming of your mind, okay? And what I mean by that is an understanding of network marketing in general. What are we doing? What's the industry like? And, The Rise of an Entrepreneur was a DVD that he put out that really was a great testimonial to what an entrepreneur really is and what they look for and what you can get out of this industry. Even though it wasn't really meant to describe the industry, it did talk about a bunch of different things. And I just thought it was a great tool for you to get a better understanding of network marketing as a whole. And you got to understand your service or your product. You got to understand generally what it is we have. And that's so simple for us. It's unreal because everybody knows what electricity and natural gas is. But I think what you need to know is more about renewable energy, because that's really the focus. If you think about getting away from the idea of just whether we're just one of the other companies out there with a little bit more benefit in terms of electricity and gas, but what is it we're really offering people in terms of value to their lives? And to me, it's not just about savings. It's about providing a better environment down the road. It's about being in a position to leverage where the future is going to be, and being part of that movement towards doing things that are better, cleaning up the environment, leaving something better for our grandkids, and leaving a legacy from that perspective, as well as just our income from the business and stuff like that. So renewable energy understanding what that is and how that works, I think, is important for us to also know. And again, you're going to find people that don't care about that, and that's great. That's okay. Whatever. It's up to every individual. But I think it's really important that we understand that we have a bigger value proposition than just providing electricity and natural gas to folks. And then, you know, when the health Simple Health product comes out, and you know, we have our Vivint product as a good add-on service for people that are interested in the automation space, or further energy management, the high-tech people, the people that love to be in that forefront. And then again, those that need security and want to have a safe home, and people that are upgrading existing security systems. So that's great. So you got to have that understanding of your products and services. And then you have to really understand how to leverage your comp plan. You need to know what it is you need to get out of it so that you can set your goals and your game plan according to what you need. So an understanding really is one of the key pillars to understanding what it is that you're doing and to gain that confidence so you can handle objections and things like that. And then there's skills, and this is really the core aspects, the thing that really makes, it's really the thing that creates the doorway to, doing this business. And the skills are, being able to know how to contact people, prospect people, figuring out how to create that list and put it together. The idea of how to invite people to see the program and being a professional at that. How to present the program if you're going to be doing it for other folks. And then you have the whole idea behind how to follow up with folks, the skill of doing that, how to do a close, how to close on somebody. These are all basic skills that you have to learn. How to get somebody started. Okay, if you're really good at understanding the cores of these things, and most importantly, promote events. How to create value and get people to show up to the national convention, for instance. I mean, those are key things. And one of the things we've been told over and over as a fact is that every person that shows up to the national convention for you represents $1,000 to you in future income every year, year after year. Actually, I think it's a monthly number. And, to me, that means, well, how many people do I want to have at the national convention? I'd love to have 1,000 people there if each one of them represents $1,000 a month. That's a good income for me. So think about that. And that's kind of a proven number that's been, really created over time in terms of the analysis of what went into it and so forth. So promotion to people getting to events is really big and huge, and we can't underestimate that. So those seven core skills, I think, are really the big thing in what we have to do and how we have to do it. And then there's the programming, your mind, okay, the internal programming that you have, what you've been told all your life and what you can and can't do, okay, and how that's been presented and what's been created inside your mind that, makes you who you are and what you think you can be. And, what you need to do is you need to reprogram yourself internally to understand that you can do it. It is possible. You have to find some way of getting all that positive thinking into your head. And that could be through books and audio tapes or listening to people that motivate you, people that make you feel good about yourself, that tell you things you need to know. Find those authors and understand what it is. Use those authors to get your mind in a position to know that you are the best. Okay, you can do it. You deserve it. You're the person that can make it happen to you to really make sure that you're putting your mind in a position to get that success. And that's why I love reading. I love I have CD books and MP3s that when I'm driving somewhere or whatever, I'm listening to a book or whatever. And when I'm home and before I go to bed, I'm reading. It's picking up a book and spending 10 minutes at a time, if you can, just reading some stuff. I mean, once I was told by a gentleman that, a good way to get into the reading habit is to buy an old used book that you want and really cheap, to see if you can get it. There's some really good deals on Amazon. Buy it and just rip out 10 pages. And whenever you go out during the day, just find a place where you can just read those 10 pages. And as you read them, throw them out, whatever. And then rip 10 more pages out the next day and read those, because you can always find some time. Now, some people just carry a book around with them. That's fine, too. But the amazing part is that, 10 pages a day will be more than what the average person reads in a year. And, if you can do that, you will definitely be putting yourself in a position to reprogram that internal programming in there, the brain, the computer you have in your head, to be in a position for you to really get what you deserve. Okay, and that's what I really wanted to get across with that. But those three skills, I think, are key. I totally agreed with Eric Worre when I heard him. I loved what he had to say, and I wanted to share that stuff with you. But you definitely got to stop listening to all the negative stuff out there and start putting more of the positive stuff in your mind. You know, there is a ton of negative out there. And what you got to do is reprogram your mind. And it's one of the reasons I really like that Habits book, you know, the Power of Habit, you know, because it really goes into how the mind actually creates those habits. And that's really part of the reprogramming of what you got to do with yourself, is to get yourself in a position where you're doing the things that count because you know you can. And as you create the habits, it's just going to happen with or without you. And, you know, that's what's really important. So with that, that's all I wanted to cover today. I wanted, you know, look, I did it within, 14 minutes there. What I want to do is open it up to anybody that wants to ask some questions, say hello, Happy New Year, whatever is on your mind. Today, I'd like to, stay within the topic if we can, but I'm open to hearing what anybody has to offer and say. Anybody that's interested, just push one on your phone, and we'll get you online here and see what we can do to answer questions. So our first caller is from 848-391. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Judy Lynn, and I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you today? Happy New Year.
I'm doing. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you. So how are you doing? You staying warm in this cold weather?
Oh, we have snow on the ground, just very light, but it's very, very cold. It's about 18 degrees here today, and
but
we're keeping warm. That's okay. It's all good. It's all good. The reason
for my call. What can I do for you today?
Well, the reason for my call, I'd just like to thank you for your topic today. I unfortunately tuned in a little bit late, but I was able to get some great information that I'm going to continue to use. But I have a question. You were talking about a book that you read, and I didn't get the title of the book. Could you please restate the title?
Sure. It's called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, D-U-H-I-G-G. So that's The Power of Habit.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just also want to, again, thank you for all that you do. And you're very uplifting and encouraging. I thank you and continue to success. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you at the top and on the beaches of the world.
That's right. I'll be there.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. So anyone else that wants to call in, ask a question, it's just hit one. Our next one is a weird number. It's 111111. So state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Joe from Pennsylvania. I'm glad your New Year's is going well.
Thank you. Same to you. I hope it's going really well.
I have relationships with pen pals, and everything is really geared to either texting or speaking directly to someone. Are there any resources for doing emails or handwritten stuff to get someone involved?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you have a relationship with people and your method of communications is an email, there's nothing that stops you from emailing the person the same way we do texting. What we found with the texting was that in today's society, for whatever reason, most people just don't answer their phone, whether they have a mobile phone or not. And you can see this as you're walking around out there in life.
Yeah, I understand.
They'll look at it and they'll put it down and they won't even do anything with it. But when they get a text, all of a sudden, what do you start seeing them do? You start seeing them with their fingers texting back. So we've just, kind of moved to that direction based on the fact that, it's an easier way of getting a response out of a person, a faster way.
Texting, but with emailing, people don't respond immediately. It might be a few days from their response. So I wanted to know if there's something with a little more meat in it that I could send rather than the few little questions that are done via text.
Well, basically, if I was doing an email to somebody, what I'd be doing is trying to get them to connect with me on a phone. Okay? If I have a relationship with that person, and again, my communications method is mostly with some other form of communications, email, mail, whatever it is. My goal is to get them to commit to quote unquote an appointment. I need to talk to you about something that I thought about you and I wanted to talk to you about it. When would be a good time for us to talk on the phone? Whatever it is, okay? The idea is to get that person in a more real time communications. And only you can answer how to do that with the people you know. But if you're using email, again, you're right. It could be a couple of days before they open it. But again, if the urgency is there for you to make contact with them in more of a real-time mode, that's really what you're trying to get. You're trying to get them to respond to some way of getting them into a conversation where you can determine how to do business without doing it yourself, which would be getting them on a webinar, getting them on a three-way call with your support team leader, whatever that is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
I look forward to it. So good luck with that, and we'll talk to you pretty soon somewhere at one of our big meetings going on. All right, so anyone else, press 1, and hopefully we can get you on a call and answer your questions. Anybody else out there? I'm going to give it just another minute or so. We're closing in on the half-hour point. Just want to let everybody know I'm so excited about today, especially. I'll share this with you while I've got you on the phone. We had lost our dog earlier in 2014 to cancer. And we hadn't gotten a new dog for a while. We said we were going to hold off and everything. And today we're actually going to be driving out to a foster home to take a look at a Great Pyrenees dog we're looking to adopt. So I'm pretty excited. We're going to go see her. And her name's Jasmine. She's 100 pounds. So she's going to be a big girl. She is a big girl. But we're looking forward to getting our new dog and our addition to our family. And we don't know whether it'll be her or not. That's the first time we're meeting her. But we are actively looking now. So it's gotten me extremely excited again, not just for this business and what we're doing here, but to have a companion, a dog companion again. We've had a dog for 30 years, different dogs and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that. So I just wanted to share that with you. Anyway, doesn't look like there's anyone else out there that has any questions. So I'm going to end this call today with a little saying to you all. I want to wish you all the best of 2015. Go out there and share, because that's all we do. We don't do anything else but share. So good luck with everything. I look forward to seeing you all on the beaches of the world, enjoying life the way it's meant to be lived without any financial worries at all, to create that legacy for you and your grandkids and their great-grandkids, and to be that person on top of the mantle with the portrait that your great-great-grandkids can name, because you're the one that created that legacy for your family and created that umbrella of security around everybody in your life. So good luck with everything this year. Look forward to seeing you next Thursday on this call. And in between, remember, share. Take care. Have a great day.